Hello and welcome to this episode of the Beyond podcast. I'm your host, Robert Crichton, and today we have this special presentation of Dame Cirith. It's super early, this one, from the end of the 13th century, and there's a little bit of a question as to whether it's a play or not. It's a play, in part because it is so early. But if it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. The language is hard to follow, and we attempted to do a sort of halfway house with this presentation, trying not to change the words too much, but performing it in as close to modern speech as we can, if that makes sense, which hopefully it does. It opens with a narrator who sets the scene. There's a young clerk, Willikin, who wants to have an affair with a married woman, Marjorie. She rejects him, and he enlists Dame Cirith into tricking her to agree. Between these sexual cruelties and the cruelty to animals, this makes it a tricky text for us to attempt as a comic tale, which is largely how it was intended to be read. We are expected to relish the cleverness of Dame Cirith and her tricks. For a more detailed breakdown of the text, to understand in detail the action of the play, do go to our spoilers episode for more. But if you're staying with us, then here's our production of Dame Cirith, with Mark Scanlon as the narrator, Gillian Horgan as Marjorie, Seb Ranson as Willikin, and Sarah Golding as Dame Cirith. The play was recorded and mixed by myself, Robert Crichton. Enjoy.
As I come by on way, of one I heard say, full mody man and proud. Wise he was of law, and goutlich under gore, and clothed in fair shroud. To Lovon he begon, unwedded woman.
Marjorie.
Thereof he heaved wrong. His heart hers was alone, that rest needed he none. The love was so strong.
Marjorie.
Well yearn he, him bethought, how he her get might, in any cunness wise.
Marjorie.
That befell on and day, the Lord went away on his merchandise.
Goodbye, my dear.
Willikin went him to then inn. There she wanted in. That was rich one. And come into the hall. There she was shrouded with pall. And thus he began.
God Almighty be herein.
Welcome, so I ever bid when.
Quod this wife.
Is it thy will? Come and sit. And what is thy will, let me wit my leave life. By our Lord Heaven King, if I may do anything that thee is lief, thou might find me full free, full blithely will I do for thee, without in grief.
Dame, God thee for yield, but on that thou me not be mealed, ne make thee wroth. Mine errand will I to thee bead, but wroth than thee for any deed were me loath.
Nay, awis, Willikin, for nothing that ever is mine, though thou it yearn, uncourteous ne will I be, ne can I not unvilt, ne not I now learn. Thou may say in all thine will, and I shall hearken and sitten still that thou have told. And if that thou me tellest skill, I shall do after thy will, that be thou bold. And though thou say me any same, ne shall I thee not blame for thy sore. Now I have given leave, if that I me should grieve, it were unlaw.
Certes, dame, thou sayest as hend, and I shall set and spell on end, and tellen thee all, what I would, and why I come, ne can I say no falsedom, ne none I ne shall. I have e-loved thee many year, though I have not been here my love to shew. While thy lord is in town, ne may no man with thee holden round,
ha!
With no thew. Yesterday I heard say, as I wend by the way, of your sire. I heard me that he was gone to the fair of Boltofstone in Lincolnshire. And for I wist that he was out, therefore I am gone about to speak with thee. He has reason to liken well his life that might wield such a wife in privity. Dame, if it is thy will, both dem-like and still, I will thee love.
That would I do for nothing. By our Lord, Heaven King, that us is above. I have my lover, that is my spouse. That maiden brought me to house with honour enow. He loveth me, and I him well. Our love is also true as steel, withouten woe. Though he be from home on his errand, I were unselly if I learned to be an whore. That knee shall never be, that I shall do such falsity on bed, knee on floor. Never more his life while, though he were 100 mile beyond Rome. For nothing knee should I take, someone on earth to be my mate ere his home come.
Dame, dame, turn thy mood. Thy courtesy was ever good, and yet shall be.
Ah!
For the Lord that us haveth wrought, amend thy mood and turn thy thought, and rue on me.
Wee, wee! Holdest thou me a fool, so I ever must bidden yule? Thou art unwise, my thought knee shalt thou never wend. My lord is courteous man and hend, and man of price. And I am wife, both good and true. Truer woman knee may no man know than I am. Think time knee shall never betide. That man for wooing knee through pride shall do me shame.
Sweet lemon, mercy! Shame knee, villainy, knee bid I thee none.
Ah!
But dear love I thee bead, as man that would of love, speed, and find. One.
So bide I ever meat or drink. Here thou losest all thy swink. Thou might go home. Leave, brother. For knee will I thee love, knee none other but my wedded husband. To telling it thee knee will I wand.
Certes, dame, that me forthinketh. And woe is the man that mickle swinketh, and at the last loseth his speed. To make menace his him need. By me I say fully wis, that love, the love that I shall miss. And dame, have now goodny day, and the Lord, that all wield may, leave that thy thoughts so torn, that I for thee no long knee mourn. Ugh.
Diary mood, he went away, and thought, both night and day, her all for to wend. A friend him rad for to fare, and leave all his mickle care to Dame Cirith the Hend.
You should leave all this mickle care to Dame Cirith the End.
Thither he went him anon, so swift so he might gone, no man he need meet. Full he was of teen and tray, midwards mild and ecca slay, fair he her greet.
God thee ye bless, Dame Cirith. I am ye come to speaken thee with, for full muchly need, and I may have help of thee. Thou shalt have that thou shalt see, full rich mead.
Welcome art thou, leave son, and if I may or can in any wise for thee do, I shall strengthen me thereto. For thee, leave son, tell thou me what thou wouldest I do'd for thee.
Boat, leave Neld, full evil I fare. I lead my life with teen and care. With mickle hounsel I lead my life, and that is for one sweet wife.
Oh.
That height, Margery, I have beloved her many day, and of her love she saith me, nay,
ooh,
hither I come for thee. But if she mend her mood, for sorrow mon I waxeth wooed, or myself quell. I had ye thought myself to slow, for then rad a friend me go, to thee my sorrow tell. He said me, withouten fail, that thou me couldest help and veil, and bringen me of woe, through thine crafts and thine deeds.
No, oh.
And I will give thee rich mead. Would that it be so?
Benedicite, be hearing. Here havest thou, son, mickle sin. Lord, for his sweet name, let thee therefore have no shame.
Neld.
Thou servest after God's grame, when thou sayest on me silk blame. For I am old and sick and lame. Sickness hath made me full tame.
Oh.
Bless thee, leave, knave, lest thou misadventure have for this lying that is founded upon me, that am hard abounded. I am an holy woman, on witchcraft nothing I ne can. But with good men alms deed, ilka day my life I feed, and bid my paternoster and my creed that God him help at our need, that help me my life to lead, and leave that him mote well spread. His life and his soul worth ishen, that thee to me this errand haveth send, and leave me to be eroken on him this shame me haveth spoken.
Leave, Neld, believe all this. Me thinketh that thou art unwise. The man that me to thee taught, he west that thou us couldest sought. Help, Dame Seraph, if thou might, to make me with the sweeting sight, and I will give thee gift full stark. Many a pound and many a mark, warm pilch and warm shone. With that, mine errand be well done. Of mickle might thou yelp? If it be so that thou me help.
Lie me not, Willikin, by thy lewity. Is it thine earnest thou tellest me? Lovest thou well, Dame Margery?
Yea, Neld, wittily. I her love.
Oh.
It must me spill, but I get her to my will.
What, good Willikin, me rueth thy scathe. Our Lord send thee help, Wraith. West I it might be forholen, me would think well fallen, thy will for to fallen. Make me sicker with word on hand, that thou wilt hiden, and I will fand if I might her tellen. For all the world ne would I nought that I were to chapter import, for no such work. My judgment was sooner given to be with shame some are driven with priests and with clerks.
I wis, Neld, ne would I that thou havest villainy, ne shame for my good. Here I thee my troth plight. I shall hidden by my might, by the holy rood.
Oh, welcome, Willikin, hitherward. Her havest I make a forward that thee may full well like. Thou might bless this scythe, for thou might make thee full blithe, dare thou no more psych. To better hail, ever come thou hither, for soon I will gang thither, and making her understand, I shall ken her such a lore that she shall love thee mickle more than any man in land.
Also have God's grith. Well havest thou said, Dame Cirith, and God's hail shall be thine. Have here 20 shilling. This I give thee to meeding, to buy thee sheep and swine.
So I ever brook house or flat, never were pence better beset than these shall be. For I shall do it apertly, and with fair mastery, that thou shalt full well see. Come on, sit. Sit. Good doggy. Pepper, now shalt thou eaten. This mustard shall be thy meat, and gar thine eyes to run. I shall make a lessing of thine eye running. I wot well where and when.
What? Now canst thou no good? Methinketh that thou art wood. Givest thou the whelp mustard?
Be still, boy Nod. I shall with this ilka gain gar her love to be all thine. Ne shall I never have rest, ne rue, till I have told what thou shalt do. Abide me here till I home come.
Yes, by the summer bloom, hence null I be by no men, till thou be again comen.
Dame Cirith began to go, as a wretch, that is woe, that she come here to the inn. There this good wife was in. When she to the door came, swift rue-like she began.
Lord!
She saith.
Woe is old wives that in poverty leadeth our lives. Not no man so mickle of pine as poor. poor wife that falleth in declines, that may be ill command by me wit, for may I never again nee sit dead, would I be full fain. Hunger and thirst me haveth me slain. I've nee made mine limbs onward, for mickle hunger and thirst and cold. Why to live with such a wretch? Why no good my soul fetch?
Seely wife, guard thee unbind. Today will I thee meat find, for love of God. I have rueth of thy woe, for evil acclothed I see thee go, and evil eschewed. Come herein, I will thee feed.
God Almighty do thee meet, and the Lord that was on rude done, and fast 40 days to none, and heaven and earth haveth to wield.
As thilk Lord thee for yield, have here flesh and eke bread, and make thee glad, it is my red. And have here the cup with the drink. God do thee mead for thy swink.
Then spake that old wife. Christ a worry her life.
Alas, alas that ever I live. Oh, the sun, I would forgive. The moon, that smite of mine heaven. I would my life me were bereaved.
Seely wife, what aileth thee?
But mace. I sorry be. I had a daughter fair and free, fairer nee might no man see. She had a courteous husband, freer man might no man fand. My daughter loved him all too well. For thee, mate, I sorry dell. Upon a day, he was out wend, and therethrough was my daughter shend. He eat on errand out of town, and come a motor clerk with crown. To my daughter his love been, and she would not follow his rede. He nee might his will have, for nothing he might crave. Then began the clerk to witch, and shaped my daughter to a bitch. This is my daughter that I of speak, for dell of her mine heart breaketh. Look how her eye greeted, on her cheek in the tears meeted. 40 days, were it no wonder that mine heart burst asunder. And whosoever is young housewife, she loveth full little her life. And any clerk of love her beat, but she grant and let him speed.
Ah, Lord Christ, what may then do? This other day come a clerk me to, and bid me love on his manner, and I him would not hear. I trow he will me for shape. How trowest, Neld, I may escape.
God Almighty be thine help, that thou nee be another bitch, nee whelp. Leave, dame, if any clerk biddeth thee that love work. I read that thou grant his boon, and become his lover soon. And if that thou so nay dost, a worse reed thou under frost.
Lord Christ, that me is woe, that the clerk me heed fro, ere he me have it be won. Me were liefer than any fee that he had once laid by me, and after soon begone. Evermore, Neld, I will be thine, with that thou fetch me Willikin, the clerk of whom I tell. Gifts will I give thee, that thou might ever the better be, by God's own bell.
Truthly, my sweet dame, and if I may without blame feign, I will fond. And if I may with him meet by any way or by street, not nay, will I wond. Have good day, dame. Forth will I go.
Allgate, look that thou do so as I thee bade. Boast that thou me Willikin bring. Ne may I never laugh, ne sing, ne be glad.
Oh, I wish, dame, if I may, I will bring him yet today, by mine might.
There she went her to her inn. There she found Willikin, by our drite.
Oh, sweet Willikin, be thou not dreadful. Of thine errand I have well sped. Sweet, come forth thither with me, for she hath ascended after thee. Ewis, now might thou be above, for thou havest grants of her love.
God thee for yield, Leifneld, that heaven and earth haveth to wield.
This mody man began to goa with Cirith to his lover in Thilkestound. Dame Cirith began to tell, and swore by God's own bell, she had him found.
Oh, dame, so have I Willikin sought, for now have I him brought.
Welcome, Willikin, sweet thing. Thou art welcomer than the king. Willikin the sweet, my love I thee beheat to do all thine will. Turned I have my thought, for I knee would not, that thou thee shouldest spill.
Dame, so I ever bide around, and I am ready and bound to do all that thou say. Neld, by my fay, thou must gang away, while I and her shall play.
Oh. God do it so I will, and look that thou her till, and stretch out her knees. God give thee mickle care, if that thou her spare, the while thou mid here bees. And whosoe'er is unwise, and for no price, ne can get his lover, I shall, for my meed, garron him to speed. For full well I can.
In Dame Cirith, a play from the late 13th century, Mark Scanlon played the narrator, Gillian Horgan, Margery, Seb Ranson, Willikin, and Sarah Golding, Dame Cirith. The play was recorded, mixed, and hosted by myself, Robert Crichton. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook or Instagram at Beyond Shakes. Visit our website at beyondshakespeare.org, or you can support our work by becoming a patron at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Help make more of these episodes happen. Goodbye.